is.
Me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Heavenly Father, we come to you and we thank you for the blessings you gave us and continue to give us. We just are amazed that you sent your Son to die upon the cross for us, and you provide us this life that we have here, and we thank you for that, God. We thank you for 2016, and we look forward to 2017 and the new year. And we just pray, God, that you would be with each and every one that's taking new positions, and we pray especially for our leadership here in Taney County, and we lift that up in the state. We know that many in the federal level, we just lift all those leaders up. And throughout the world, we pray that you'd be with each and every one, that you would be able to influence those decisions that they make. We pray, God, that you would be with those that might need your helping, healing, or comforting hand, and lift those up to you. And we again thank you for the opportunity to be able to help with them, and we just pray we would do that in a way be pleasing to you. Thank you, God, and praise you for the blessings you pour out upon us. These things we ask in your Son's name. Amen.
Amen.
Mrs. White, you want to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Chuck, you got a comment to me?
Happy New Year, everybody. Welcome. Here's the assessment form we're sending out today. It's going in the mail. Just wanted to let you know it was getting out. The only change really is we are including a return envelope for folks to return the form. I'd had a few folks mention it last year in reviewing other counties. I had about, I think, 8 or 9 of Southwest Missouri responded to an email I put out, and only one of them didn't send a return envelope, so I felt like it was the right thing for us to do. So save folks from having to dig up an envelope to return it. Might even help get a few more forms back. So any questions, I'd be glad to try to answer them. Nothing new, as I said, except the envelope.
I would like to ask one just so that the people know. Mr. Pennell, about when were they printed? And the reason I ask this is so customers were told, you know, that any time they had changes on their tax statement, you know, they're at the last week, like if they had to have a vehicle, if they forgot one or had to have it added, if the form was already printed, those vehicle wouldn't be on the form for 2017.
Right.
And they would have to be sure and add that.
Right.
Or it would, if they just put the same, they need to add it, it wouldn't be on their tax bill for the next year.
We're most careful to remind folks of that when they're in the situation you're talking about.
That's what I didn't know when they were actually, you know, printed. So if we were talking like the, you know, 2 weeks or something, just a thought so that we help them next year.
It's probably been 2 weeks. It may have been 3.
Okay.
They're printed here in Forsyth. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if the paper, if when the time come to remind them, they might say if you had anything added.
Right.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Yeah, Jan's offered to put something in, and hopefully the other paper will as well to let folks know what's happening. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Here.
I guess I'm going to call the County Commission meeting to order January 3rd, 2017 at 9:06 a.m. Do we have any commission remarks? Then I'd like to recess, and we've got a swearing-in ceremony.
That way.
Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Missouri, and that you will faithfully demean yourself in the position of Taney County Collector for which you were appointed.
Aye.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Commissioners. And Ms. I have to change that.
And I'd like to thank Governor Chay Hansen for his wise decision on the county.
Okay, we'll come out of recess at 9:09 a.m. Let's see. Approve accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 443409 through 443427. There are no warrants and no journal entries.
I second the motion.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Sorry, did you say aye?
Aye.
I'm sorry. Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes for December 21st, 2016 and December 27th, 2016.
Move to approve previous meeting minutes for December 21st, 2016 and December 27th, 2016.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I wasn't on those, so I'll just abstain.
Motion carries. Agreement for Public Administrator's Office Bond. I do have a letter here from Mr. Cotty, dated December 27th, and he approves it. The agreement for the Public Administrator's Office Bond with Teeple Insurance Agency Incorporated.
Yes, sir. We were. I received a request to attend the meeting. In case you have any questions regarding this process, and the Public Administrator is also with me.
I see the amount is $15,844 for 4 years. Is that correct?
$15,844 to Teeple Insurance Agency of Versailles, Missouri, correct.
And I've looked through this, and I don't, can you tell me how much the bond is for?
$2.6 million.
Okay, it doesn't, I don't see that in here anymore. Is that in here?
It should be in there.
Was it part of the bid specs, though?
Yeah, it should be in there.
Okay.
Ron, was it part of the bid specs?
Yes.
Move to approve the agreement by and between Taney County and...
Found it.
Teeple Insurance Company for the agreement for Public Administrator's Office Bond.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you. Thank you, gentlemen and gentle lady.
Thank you. Global Navigation Surveying System.
Do you guys need Mr. Erickson here for this?
You what?
I said, do you need Mr. Erickson for this?
Yes.
Up here or just in the audience?
Do you need him up here or in the audience?
No, right there.
Okay.
What we have is we have a current GPS unit that we've had for now going on 11 years. And we'd like to bid out and replace that with a new unit. These are basically some specs on a TopCon type unit, basically. This will have the capability of doing our construction grade staking surveying. It'll also have newer features to where we can use our current data collector that we recently purchased that works with our total station, and we'll also work with this GPS unit. reason being, part of these, it's already outdated, and we can't get parts for this particular unit. This one's still working, but it's just a matter of time. We're estimating around $20,000 to $25,000 is what this new unit is going to run. So that's the reason we want to go out for bid.
The one we got a few years ago, that was for the that was to locate and store all of our
culverts.
Yeah.
This is for elevation. We do have two of those. One we use currently on our signs, and the other we use for collecting other data. Right.
But it
works off the same principle.
I don't care if you move forward with getting a bid. So. I guess just get with Mr. Erickson.
Yeah, I'm good with that. Okay. You go get some bids.
And this one will allow you to have the handheld out in the field where the other one probably didn't.
This will have newer features to where we currently can't do with this one. It'll have better range. We'll be able to dial up off cell phone and connect into a base station to where we just use a rover. It'll be more useful in that respect. It's new technology they have now. We can also use it similar to the we're using this one on particular jobs. We'll go out there and set up a base and a rover right there on the particular job. So we've got capability of a more useful piece of equipment. Mm-hmm. So.
Sounds great.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Randy.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
I guess we're going to recess upstairs for our daily staff review and agenda requests. And at 10 a.m. we'll go into a budget work session.